So if you're one of those first-time either listeners or viewers to the Crimson Circle, give yourself a hug. You found home, and we welcome you, and it's a joy to have you. And just know that there are many, many more out there who are either watching us or listening to us. In fact, there's over 140 countries that are actually tuned in right now. Places like Greece and India and Iceland, Taiwan and Kenya. Almost any country you can imagine is participating at this time. And they're participating sometimes just by yourself or maybe in groups having a grand party. But however it is, we're all connected energetically and through the heart, and it's great having you join us. So we thank you. And it's amazing how far we've come in really such a short period of time. It seems like, on one hand, it's taken us a long time to get here, but at the same time, it's really been just a blink of the eye. And it probably seems longer for Jeff and Linda because they do this day in and day out. And I don't know how they do it, as much as they travel. And it's the kind of thing that it's the passion, the call never goes away. And I'm sure there's hardly a quiet moment where there's not the Crimson Circle in your heart and soul. So we thank you. Let's give them a nice round warm of applause.
Thank you, David. I'm Jeffrey Hoppe. This is my wife, Linda Benio, and we approve this message. I had to do that. Aren't you just sick of it? For those who live here in the United States and probably spilling over into Canada and Mexico and every place else, we're in the heat of our presidential elections. And actually, the funny thing is, as we travel around, we find that even in Europe and Australia, Japan, they actually know as much about our elections as we do, or more. Or more. They're also not afraid to express their opinions, which...
I can tell you who they'd like us to vote for.
Well, and literally, we'll run into people, you know, at airports or out at a restaurant in another country. They hear our American accents. Of course, we say we're Canadian, eh?
Well, they say things like, you're not stupid. You're going to vote for Obama, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or... there really is only one choice, isn't there? You know? So they're pretty emphatic about it. But this is the heat of the campaign. We've had a couple of interesting debates. Did you watch the vice president debate the other night?
You betcha.
Wow. Wow. That was better than a soap opera. Yeah.
I had to get the hell out of Wisconsin. It was nice to visit, but when you start picking that accent back up, it's time to be gone, you betcha.
That's darn right, you know. Yeah, I can see Russia from anywhere, you know.
I have to
tell you, I Linda's going to moan and a few of you will. I'm not voting. I'm not. I'm standing behind the short wall. Sorry. I'm
voting for consciousness. Yes.
I am consciousness.
Then you ought to be voting for it.
I'm not voting.
Because you're lazy. You know why? You're not voting because you get called up on the jury duty, and that's why you won't vote.
I still get called up. Boulder County changed their rules, so get called. Sorry, I'm gone. I'm not here. I had voted all my life until 2002 when somebody asked the question to Tobias. This was, of course, George Bush running against
You are sadly, you don't sadly remember? Mistaken. That was not 2002.
2000. Jeez, all right. In 2000, somebody asked Tobias who to vote for, and he said, don't stand behind the short wall. And it seems so against the grain of what we learned in school, what you now learn in churches, you know, to vote. And but, you know, I stopped voting. And I still have a little remorse, still feel a little bit guilty about it, like I'm not doing my part. But, you know,
I voted for Nader.
The other... Look where that got us. But it feels good to stand behind the short wall and during the debates, not to be, you know, rooting for somebody or wishing one of them would make some stupid mistake.
No, I like the drama. Somebody else's drama can be interesting.
But, you know, it's kind of fun. Yeah. And some of the Senate races, boy, those are nasty. I haven't seen I haven't seen so much dirt since I passed away in my last lifetime. They put me 6 feet under. I mean, it's dirt out there, you know. And I'm waiting for the candidate to come on television and say, I'm not going to talk bad about my opponent. I'm going to talk about consciousness. I'm going to talk about what's good for us. But this flurry of ads and, you know, blaming each other, I wouldn't even know what to do. All this is causing so much drama, tension, everything else. It's amazing. That's why I'm not voting. I just don't want to get caught in it. So I take a deep breath with that. Relax and...
You betcha.
Yeah, you betcha. That's darn right. Hey, you know, it sounds like... I always think I'm still watching the movie Fargo when I hear a certain presidential candidate. And again, I'm not voting, so you don't throw tomatoes or eggs at me. I mean, I
throw them at me.
I find it amusing. I find it interesting. I find it interesting what people are attracted to. If I was running for... any office, I wouldn't use the term Joe Sixpack to identify my market.
If you're talking to NASCAR, you better.
Yeah, or Norman NASCAR. I mean, it's like, but people really kind of like that. It's a little scary, I would say. Somebody commented, John Gaderka told me, I think, before we started today, that they had shots of Sarah Palin off in the side room right before the debate, praying and... you know, down on her knees, bringing in the power of Lord and all the rest of that. And now I can understand that. I've had that happen.
I'm going
to
barf.
I have to go on stage and say, oh, please, God, I don't want to blow it. So I do understand that part. But anyway, interesting times. Who'd have thought, let's say a year ago, 2 years ago at the most, who would have thought we would be watching the news, looking at the headlines in the newspaper, and seeing in a matter of weeks that Lehman Brothers going down, watching the biggest investment houses in the country, in the world, going under just like that.
Watching it's shocking what corruption can do.
Under.
Shocking what corruption and greed can do.
I'm not making any comments. I'm going to save that for the channel or to entity today. I'm not making any comments. But who would have thought that we would be sitting there watching this kind of things? Banks in Europe now. And, you know, the interesting thing is, at least with the Schomber I know, they're not panicking. They're nodding their head, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we've known...
You had to have money in the market to be upset.
Right, right. But
let's be real about this.
But even if you did, it's like, I think at a very soul level, we really understand what's going on. And that's why on the message board, there's not a lot of hype and drama and fear and things. It's, let's just take a deep breath. Let's flow with this. There's a reason we're here on Earth right now. There's a reason why all this is changing. I think we know that the changes have really just begun. But the cool thing is there's really nothing to fear. It's just time to take a deep breath. By the way, I heard that Monday or Tuesday in Congress where they were trying to get this rescue bill through. And they were interviewing some of the senators. And apparently there was a lot of drama going on at the White House. And
drama at the White House?
Yeah, I think Nancy Pelosi had a few words with George Bush. Would you like to have been a fly on the wall?
Probably a fight with the dictionary.
Oh, my gosh. It was this really is not a political show. This is a spiritual gathering. But
well, it is the energy.
When they were interviewing some of these congressmen and senators while this thing is trying to get passed, and there was, you could feel the panic and the tension going on in that, and they would say, you know, what are we going to do now? And it was funny to hear some of the congressmen to use terms like, we're just going to stand back and take a deep breath. Well, we know, stand behind the short wall, take a deep breath. We've been doing that for years. Maybe if you'd have done that before, we wouldn't be in this situation. But it's been an amazing, amazing couple of weeks since we met last. And here we are, Chambra smiling. Chambra from all around the world, just understanding at a real soul level what's really going on. That, to me, is amazing. And I think, actually, for all those listening in online today, for all those who are here and those who are listening later, I think we ought to all ourselves take a deep breath. And I think, actually, we ought to give ourselves a hand for just not getting into the fear or drama, just being here on earth to do what we came here to do. So let's give ourselves a big hand.
Ooh. You betcha.
You betcha. Okay. And before you send me emails about making political statements,
it's all
and all
in
the
light.
Rest of that, I do have to let you know, I've mentioned it before, I used to be, and that's underlined, used to be, previous Republicans. So Republicans, please don't get mad at me. I'm truly standing behind the short wall. I'm not anymore, but
I'm just jumping up and down on the wall.
Anyway, we have a
we have some guests. Oh, you
Uh-oh.
Poor thing. You're screwed.
Maybe it's not seeing me. Well, we'll go in manual mode today. Okay, we have.
That is so phenomenal. That's like something from Cirque du Soleil.
It took me hours and hours.
Cirque du Soleil right there on your screen. Wow.
Anyway, there we go. Okay. Whew. There, oh, cool. It works now. Thank you. I was really disappointed there, Joe. I spent so much time on these slides and not to be able to do them. Anyway, I want to welcome Chambra. We're here. We have a full house today.
Yes, we
and
do.
And I'm sure there'll be more coming in.
Oh, yeah, the latecomers, and they won't have a seat.
They won't have the seat, yeah. They'll have to sit out there on the deck. And so anyway, we have quite a few newcomers here, I think.
Yeah,
quite a few
it.
We haven't seen in a while.
Anybody want to admit that you've never been to the monthly meeting up
Anybody
here before?
Anybody has not been here before? Wow.
Yeah, lovely.
Why is it that they always sit in the same side of the room, in the same area? You like talk beforehand and let's sit over here. Let's be together. We don't know what's going to happen.
If you're a newcomer, I have to warn you that this is a very lovely and gregarious group. And they've been accused every now and then of being oblivious to new ones. It's not that they're oblivious to you. They're just so busy eating chocolate
and talking
and catching up and quacking that they just forget to say hello to the new ones. So just say, hi, I'm a new one. My name is, and they'll include you because they're really quite friendly. You just have to get in between them and the
food.
And
the chocolate.
It's the truth.
We do. How's the buffet today? The potluck. Do we have good stuff on the? Sandra, do we have good stuff back there? Chocolate. Is there anything healthy?
I saw some edamame salad.
Edamame salad. Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll be here one at the end of the day too. It looks good out there.
Well, if it is, it's going home with me because I like edamame.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I
you
love
do,
edamame.
I know. Well, let's see who's here today from out of town. What we do is take a few moments to introduce the people from outside of Colorado.
Okay, and we've got a few. Of course, Gerhard and Inat, and we're so lucky to have them here. This is truly one of the most special treats and particularly special for all of you listening in that you get to hear Gerhard and Inat for this most special Crimson Circle meeting.
Big
welcome,
hand. Thank
Gerhard
you.
And Inat.
Thank you.
When they're playing music at one of our events, I now just refer to it as cheating because their music is so amazing and it makes it so easy to go to this incredibly great space. You cannot help just listening to their music and going there. So I call it cheating when they're along because they make it so easy for people to come into the spirit of the meeting.
And actually some of the best, the most dynamic workshops we've done have been with y'all and also with Amir and recently with Noah. But just amazing. And Anat and Gerhard are also coming to Brazil with us this next week. So
we're
going to do sexual energies with their music. I mean, that'll be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Not like that. He's a cha-cha. Anyway, it's a joy to have you all here
really
up in the
nice
mountains, Seco Creek Canyon. And
our home.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Caroline Vanderheide from Netherlands. Where are you? Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Say hi.
Good to see you. You can stand.
Glad you're here. Okay, and Mary Haslow from Arizona. Mary, have you moved back here?
Yes.
Mary's here. Good. Well, good to see you again.
All right, and Susan Barnhoover from Nebraska. Where are you, Susan?
Hi, Susan.
Thank you for being here. Jean from Incline Village with Youp.
Jean and Youp from Incline.
Yeah. Go ahead. And Terry and Diane Newbegin, also on the launch pad.
Oh, great. Good to
see
you.
Thank you. Glad you could be here. And Sister Newbegin. Where is Sister Newbegin? Hello, Sister. Okay.
Good to see you.
Thank you. And from Houston, Texas, Gordon Diachenko.
Good to see you again, Gordon. Did you have to leave Houston? The hurricane? How was the hurricane? Was it? Did you stay put in Houston?
I stayed put in the house and the house rattled and stuff.
Did you lose anything like your roof or car or anything like that?
Wow. I have two houses. I didn't lose anything.
Oh, good for you.
Wow, the safe face.
That, something tells me that you didn't build on that 100-year floodplain. Good for you. They do that a lot in Texas.
You did the whole time?
Wow. 12 hours. That was it.
Wow.
Other people did have water for a week, 2 weeks. And
jeez.
Right.
Wow.
You are blessed.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Paula Biesinger from Sandy, Utah.
Hey, Paula.
Yeah, Paula.
Good to see you again.
And Teresa Barker, her daughter, also from San Diego. Go ahead, stand up.
Yeah,
what the
yeah,
heck?
Up.
Come on.
How's everything in Utah?
Utah's good.
Utah's good?
Yeah. It was beautiful driving yesterday. We came up from Grand Junction.
Oh, yeah.
All the leaves are beautiful.
It's a great time to drive in the mountains here.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
And Carolyn Wright is here with her sister.
Hi, Carolyn and sister. Good to see you. From Wyoming. Yes.
Glad to see you again. It's always nice when somebody comes twice in a row. Three times in a row. That's a really good sign. They show up once, you never see them again. Ooh,
You wonder.
Okay. And from Norway, the old giant one, Strom Dag. Dag Strom.
Good to see you.
Woo!
What brings you over?
I've been in Shasta for 14 days, so I'm just popping by.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Good to see you.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
Good to see you again. That's our guest
list. That's it. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure there's others, but you're not on my list. Anybody?
Anybody else from out of state that we didn't mention?
There we go. Larry Clark, California. And
two in a row. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Anybody else that we're missing here? The Cullens have moved back to Colorado, right?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else? And Rice? Who else? Okay, that's it.
That's it.
They're
all right,
keeping
we're off
it
and
a
running.
Secret. Okay.
Okay, last month. In the returning series, Shoud 2, The House of Awakening, with Tobias, of course. We're going to do a little review like normal where Linda reads the slides from some of the highlights. You know, last month, Jean put together a beautiful video, and it took a long time. She was up until like 3 in the morning the night before. But we got quite a few emails saying, oh, we really like when Linda reads the slides and Jeff makes comments and Linda, you know, makes
says something
comments.
Irreverent.
Yeah, yeah. So he said, we really like that. So, okay. We're back to
a
the slides.
A license to be irreverent? Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
What did Tobias say?
Whether you teach in front of a group, make a video, write a song, whether you're just a listener and a guide for family members and friends, all of these things are teaching. You're going to be able to sit back and know that you're going to be okay. There's this great fear that something is going to come along and annihilate them, that they're going to take the wrong turns, make the wrong decisions, and end up in hell, or just annihilated, no longer existing. But from what you know and I know, that's never going to happen. They may go through some difficulties and hardships, some struggles, but you've been there. You know it works out.
Well, Tobias was talking, of course, about being teachers and saying that there's so many different ways to teach, whether it's through music, whether it's standing in front of a group, writing a book, or just being there as a listener.
Compassion.
Compassionate
just being
listener.
In compassion. You know, that Norma makes that so clear. Just being available in compassion.
There's so many different ways to be a teacher. And Tobias is talking here about the fact that, you know, we've gone through the collapse within ourselves over these past 10 years for a few of you, 20, 30,
there
40.
There are an awful lot of heads going, yeah.
We know what it's like to lose who we thought we were, to gain who we really are. We've gone through the physical challenges, the financial difficulties, the mental imbalances. We've gone through all of that. Thank God we went through it together. We had this beautiful worldwide group called Chambra, where you get on the message board, go to a meeting, or just get on the internet and learn that you're not alone in this process, to learn that there's a lot of others going through it. Well, we've been there. Still going through maybe some of the remnants, but we've gone through the toughest of the tough. So as we get out there to be teachers, working with others, particularly right now, with the way the world is, we're going to be able to sit there in our safe space, in our place of balance. And even though they're panicking, oh my God, what's going to happen? And, you know, they're going through the stories we've all told. You're going to be able to sit there and know it's going to be okay. You're going to be able to let them know that it's a natural process of rebalancing, going from an old energy way into a new. We're not going to get caught in the drama because we're going to know that drama really just pulls you deeper. We're going to be able to sit, to take a deep breath, invite them to take a deep breath, feel the storm all around, but not let it inundate us. So Tobias was making a big point of this. Probably timing was very, very good.
I think it was probably the most important message in there. I know that this was about the House Awakening, but that one message I found to be so important and so profound. He's talked about from nearly the beginning about how important it was to be teachers and that we are. And so many of us were daunted by that word that, you know, invariably we had some teacher that was just wreaked some torment on us, somehow wasn't there, wasn't what we needed, so that we're intimidated by that word at times. But I invite you to keep hearing that you are a teacher. I noticed for myself, I had some opportunities where I had to interact more with people that weren't Chambra, and I realized how far we've really, really come, and that you naturally have learned. I've learned lots of things that when I was dealing with some situations outside of Crimson Circle, I realized I've really learned a lot, and I really could be in a place of honest and true support and making a difference to someone as a teacher. And I say that word teacher in the broadest sense of the word, knowing that your mere presence, your own countenance, and your ability to share compassion alone can be the greatest gift you can give someone as a teacher.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent. The other thing, too, to tie into that, I don't think we came here on Earth right now to sequester ourselves in monasteries or remote desert islands or anything like that. And at times, that seems very, very attractive.
Yes, it
really
does.
Really attractive. But, you know, I think we came here to be in life, a part of life, and here as a part of other people's lives. We kind of went through our own processes for our own cleansing, but also for compassion, to understand what others are going through. We came here to be right in the middle of it. So if you take a deep breath and say, why am I here? Because you chose it. You chose to be here at this time.
Do not underestimate the potential that you have. Please do not. More now than ever, do not underestimate the difference that you make.
Thank you. He went on to say,
what a wonderful day to be a human on Earth, a day when there's so much change in consciousness. How many lifetimes have you lived to get to this point? But now the true change in consciousness is occurring. Oh, change surely causes some old systems to be turned upside down, causes some to fear about what's going to happen next. But you know, and I know, it works out. It works out because each one of you has a vision, a dream. And a dream can become the reality. That is what's happening right now all across this earth. But it affects the angels in all the other realms as well. It affects this thing you call God. God is going through the grandest change of her life because of you.
Pretty amazing statement. And you know, during these last couple weeks in particular, when things were getting nutty, I actually didn't want to even turn on the television or look at the internet. It's like, now what? I mean, was it Monday? The stock market was down 780 points. Whew. I look, 770? Oh, 777. Okay. And Tuesday, it was up 400 and...
Thank God it wasn't 666. The Christians would have been jumping from the windows. Oh,
they would have been. Ah, Satan is here. But, you know, during this whole thing, and I was really feeling it, and but still diving behind the short wall and having a few chats with
Not standing, diving.
Diving. And on top of that, we were on the road, and we were back up in, you know, Wisconsin, where we're from, visiting our families. You put all that together, that's chaos. It's like, geez, which is worse, looking at the news, seeing the family? Ah. But with all this going on, Tobias was hanging around a lot. We also did a workshop up in Wisconsin. And he's like, man, I just can't wait to come back. You know, I'm like, Tobias, this is nuts. You know, the world is falling apart. I know, I can't wait to come back.
It's like saying, I can't wait to get up back on the roller coaster.
You know, but actually he understands, and I think we all understand, this is the greatest time of change ever. And we
prepared
ourselves.
Of course, he spent his lifetime in prison. I mean, where's he got to go?
Exactly. All right. I wasn't going to say this, but to give you a heads up, even Adamus came around and said, boy, I'd really like to be there. So I will be. And he's been very busy. Very busy. He kind of manifests, you know, shows up. We need to start a thread on the message board, St. Germain sightings all over the world. Okay, I know he was hanging around the Senate the other day, or the House. Okay, next slide.
Several years ago, when you lost your house, your car, your job, your mate, and your mind, all together at the same time, you wondered, why should you possibly be staying on Earth? But when we came for you, you said, no, not yet.
How did we say that?
No, not yet. I've come this far. It would be like going to the movie and walking out 10 minutes before it's done. Yep. I want to stay to see the end of it. Yep. So far more Chambra have stayed than we ever thought. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yep. Again, Tobias is acknowledging us, giving us credit. And he said this over and over. He said, you guys are phenomenal. You know, this is tough stuff, and you've stuck it out. Actually, once in a while, he's questioned our real sanity. But he
it
said
is
this,
what it is.
And truly, they've said that they expected more Schomburg to kind of cross over to say, okay, you know, I didn't need to be here. I've done my part. I've raised the family. I'm going on the other side and partying with Kuthumi, St. Germain, and Tobias. They said, you keep sticking it out. And every time, you know, you get through one challenge, one storm, say, oh, that was cool. Well, let's not do it again.
You know what? I think it's indicative. I think it's indicative that sometimes things stink, but we get through things and we see the reward of that.
Exactly.
And damn it, even if it's hard, we're just not quitters.
Exactly. Yeah, we're really not. Chamber are not quitters.
Losers, but not quitters. Never quitters.
Well, a loser, I'm assuming you mean in the sense we let stuff go. We let it go.
We're not quitters.
Next slide.
It's a fine difference, but it is a difference.
Yes.
Okay. There are so many humans awakening right now that need a safe place. You're creating a house of awakening, so close to Earth, but not yet quite manifested in physical. You're building it for those who are awakening. And all across the world, there are millions and millions and millions who are going through their awakening. They need a place that's very closely associated with the energies of Earth, because when they go away out into the other realms during their sleep state, during their dream world, they have a hard time bringing any of that energy or consciousness back to Earth.
So really the whole point of this last shout was talking about the House of Awakening. It's a place of consciousness that Tobias and the others said we help to create. It's in the other realm, but very, very closely associated with this Earth realm. We helped to create this because we knew there would be a need from humans all over. You know, at nighttime, we don't just go to sleep. We go out there and explore. And there's a lot of humans right now that are in need of some type of rejuvenation, some type of learning from wise and sage beings like yourselves, some type of a little bit of a reprieve from the hardships of everyday life. So he said, consciousness creates stuff on the other side. Consciousness can create heavens. Consciousness can create even the essence of the one they call Jesus, we know as Yeshua. Tobias has said, well, actually, because so many people believe in Jesus, our current the Christian depiction of that, it actually creates a Jesus on the other side who acts out, you know, kind of a collective consciousness. Well, we created, not Jesus, but we created the House of Awakening. This is for all those humans that are across the world that are going through an awakening process, need this energy, need a place to travel to in their dream states while they're sleeping at night, or even when they're just daydreaming or expanding their consciousness. We helped to create it. Timing was kind of interesting. He went on to say,
this is a place that imagination and consciousness built. This is a place that desire and love built. This is a place where all of you said, through the experiences I have gone through on Earth in my lifetime, I want others to be able to benefit. You've added your energy to the construction and the design and the energetic operation of this place. You are part of this. You said that you wanted other humans to have their awakening be smoother, to have their self-discovery of the I am, not have as many dead ends, dark alleys, and demons and monsters. So you've helped to create this place.
How many of you noticed in the last week or two that you may be getting a long night's sleep, but you wake up in the morning and you're just like, oh, you're tired and just feel like there's been a lot of activity, a lot going on? Have you put it together that we're doing a lot, especially take a look at the opening of this place of consciousness called the House of Awakening. Opened on September 19th, just a week or two ago, same day, of course, our new website opened. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Right after all this happens, look what goes on in the markets. Look what's going on around the world. No wonder you're busy at night. Next slide.
As we enter here, I'm going to ask you to take off your shoes. It's symbolic because your shoes have taken you on the path. They contain energy and the dirt from your past. You're going to be asking your students to take off their shoes as a symbolic gesture of letting go of the past, letting go of the path that they have walked on. It's about starting anew.
I kind of like that.
I did too.
You know, it's a symbolic thing. It's not you have to do it to be spiritual, but I like when he said, you know, it's letting go of the path you've been on and starting anew. So he had everybody in this, we took the Kuthumi bus to this House of Awakening. He had everybody, before we went in, had them take off their shoes. And by the way, he said, this is what you're going to do when you're working consciously or in your dream state with your clients. For those who are counselors, therapists, healers, facilitators, this is a real place where you can help your client expand to if they're open to that type of thing.
I noticed your socks matched, so that was nice when you took yours.
I always have to worry about that.
I know that. We're going to ask you to take a deep breath, not only to invite in the essence of this dimensional house that you have helped to build, but it's about letting the energy flow. And you're going to ask your students to take a deep breath because many of them are going to be in a state of shock and anxiety and potential lifelessness when they enter. When you ask them to take a deep breath, it will be to help get the energy moving again. It will be to help ease that anxiety and sometimes panic that they're in. Get them back into the now moment.
So he has us take off our shoes and have your clients take off the shoes. Take a deep breath that gets the energy moving. I think just about everybody here and everybody listening in online knows what it's like to be in that state of shock. We've all gone through it, where we're not really breathing anymore, where we're so filled with panic and fear and not knowing what the next step is. We'll get into the thing where the mind just kind of freezes up. We get into that state of shock, just as Norma would say,
breathe.
You can say it really loud. Breathe. So that's the second thing. These are good things for ourselves, but when you're working with your clients or anybody, I use the word clients. It could be with a family member, somebody you meet on the bus, a clerk at a store, any of these things. He went on to say,
the next step is to take a drink of water. There's plenty of water. You don't need a glass up here. Just drink of the water, because water, as we've talked about before, is a miracle. Water, you think, is just this clear substance you put in a glass and you drink. But there's so much more to the water. It contains new energy. It contains essence energy. And when you drink it, it is the acknowledgement that you're filling yourself, your own fountain, with life force energy. It's a symbolic gesture.
Filling yourself with the water. By the way, speaking of water, when I was talking, had a recent chat with, I think it was Saint Germain.
You don't pay attention to who you're listening to?
It's really blurry sometimes. I don't know. It's
isn't it kind of obvious, though?
I'm a multiple personality channeler.
I'll go with that. Do they blend together?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Yeah, but I was talking to one of them, and they were talking about the Large Hadron Collider. You all know what that is, that big collider in Switzerland. They're looking at the potential.
The one that's going to blow the big hole and create the black hole that's going to suck the earth
into itself. Yeah, and they said, that's minor stuff. Actually, what they said they're really going to learn from that research over the next few years is the potential in water that we've never seen. It's going to show them that water is much more than hydrogen and oxygen. It's much more than this liquid. They're going to discover the true potential in water through the experiments.
If they don't blow everything up.
They're not going to blow everything up. And how do you know? How do you know we already didn't get sucked into a black hole? How do you know we're just not trying to get our way out? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, next slide.
You have been watching sci-fi when I haven't been
around. I never watch sci-fi.
Okay. You're sounding like a closet sci-fi guy.
Go ahead.
All right. Time is one of the most rigid belief systems. Time creates a linear path that humans then feel trapped on. When a human is so deeply involved in time, they're going to feel that they are in a prison, in a trap. And when a human believes in the past, they believe that it's going to continue into the future. The past is nothing but experience. But yet, with the belief system of time, it becomes the future also. Remember way back when I said to you, the future is the past healed? When your client, friends, the ones you are guiding, begin to let go of time, they also begin to understand that the future is not destiny. In this house of awakening, they'll start to understand that the future is nothing but potential, and the potentials are things that are imagining. They are imagining.
We could have a full talk about this. As a matter of fact, Tobias did recently at the interdimensional workshop in Wisconsin.
So that would mean we could have about 10 hours of straight conversation about it.
We could. Mm-hmm. But
we're not.
I'll sum it up to say that so many humans and ones that we're working with now really are locked into the concept of time. And as Tobias says here, it's really like a prison. When you let go of time as a linear thing that you have to follow, you realize you're not bound by your past. You have this beautiful, beautiful kind of like a rainbow of potentials in the future. You don't have to worry about what happened yesterday. That's a tough thing for humans to get over. It's because I did this, therefore I must do that. Because of the way I was brought up, because of a past life, because of... Tobias said, let go of it all. And you know what happens? We, people in general, feel that's irresponsible to let go. Say, I can just forgive, let go of whatever of the past. We still tend to hang on. So we're still locked into this whole thing about time and karma, and it limits our potentials. He says in the House of Awakening, we go there with the ones we're working with, let go of time. See the real full potentials of everything that we're about to create.
You know, we had a mini example of that. As you probably may have heard, Jeff and I went back to where we grew up and encountered both our families in different ways.
Yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah, you betcha. And it was actually a very interesting example of just that, about the future being the past healed, in that for us it was... because we extracted ourselves from there a very long time ago, 20 years ago, more than that, 30 years ago, that what we noticed was when we went back, coming from such big families, we were able to observe what it was like for our family and the members that were still living in that old history, and that they were carrying it all the way forward with them, and it was still completely a part of their life. And so it was sort of a nice treat to have been a part of it, but then to come back and almost look at what was something old in the now.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Good. Okay, he went on to say.
You say, so Tobias, how real is this? Is this just another story? Is this a metaphor? I'll tell you how real it is. In between now and our shout together, you're going to manifest an actual physical example that has to do with construction or building. Some of you will get a flat tire when you run over a nail. It's a way of telling yourself that this is real. You might accidentally bump into a truck, and when you look around to see what kind of truck it is, it's going to be a construction company. No severe damage, of course, just a little nudge, a little reminder. You might have a tool fall on your foot. Ha, ha, ha. And while you're cursing, jumping up and down, holding your foot, you're going to have a good laugh and say, ha, 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 ha. No, I know it's real. It's real. I can't wait to hear your stories.
Well, I saw within the next few days on the website, on the message board, there was a lot of stories about nails in the tire, about exactly what Tobias had talked about here, seeing something related to construction and building from people. Anybody here have experiences?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hit and run. Wow. And both the police officers are taking pictures and looking, and they stand back both at the same time and go, "Who's a construction truck?"
That's not funny, but it's interesting.
Time for a new car.
So Tobias said we were going to get an example, something to do that would just be a little gentle reminder that we helped to build this House of Awakening. So what a month it was, and a quick poll here. How many prefer the little video segment that we run with clips from the past month?
Prefer
the video. Okay. Oh. How many prefer we do it like this, reviewing the slides? Yeah, okay, good. All right. Good. Maybe we'll trade off once in a while, maybe not. Okay, let's get into recent events. It was really just one event this month. We went back to Wisconsin for the interdimensional retreat. It was absolutely beautiful back there. The weather was amazing. You couldn't have asked for a better...
It was perfect. It was like God said, "I'm sorry you have to come back to Wisconsin. We're going to give you a gift,
now,
and you're going to have a perfect Indian summer visit."
And for having to go back and visit family. Anyway, we want to thank Dale LaViolet and Susan Lyman for helping to sponsor this, and for all the people that were there participating. We limited it to 40 attendees, and we really didn't know what it was going to be about, other than Tobias said something to do with interdimensional. This, by the way, is a picture of the bay right near the hotel where we were at. Just absolutely beautiful up there. This is, I believe, you sitting out on a rock. Is that you? Yeah. Is that really? I didn't think they had boulders like that.
Nice job.
Hang on. What is that?
Lake Tahoe.
Oh, well, it looks kind of like... All right. I know the next one.
Keep going.
That's Wisconsin. I don't know how I got those in there.
We have a lot of those. How many? There were a lot of attendees
from that
here.
I want to go back to the one of Yoop sitting on the water. Did you go swimming, Yoop? You did? Oh, got to be cold. Okay. You were going to say?
Well, there are a lot of the attendees from that here today, even.
Yeah, there are. How many here attended
10?
The Wisconsin workshop?
Yeah.
A couple, yeah. So we started out with, we did a lot of campfires. It was perfect weather for it. We started out the first night with a Wisconsin tradition called the fish boil. And this is where they take white fish and potatoes and God knows what else, throw it in a big pot, boil it, and then you serve it. Kind of unique, huh? It was fun. We had a good time. We had three pretty solid days of classes. And it was, Tobias went through the first day and really talked about the physics of dimensions. And it was interesting, but it was a lot of information.
It was a lot of information.
And then the second day we went out to the beach, did a little homework out there. It's a picture-perfect day.
If you'll notice, I'm turned back towards the water because there was a seagull that said, "Man, I want to peck that guy's head." And he kept screaming at Jeff, and I thought, well, I better keep an eye on him.
And then on the third day, actually, St. Germain came in and took us through a number of really interesting exercises in viewing. That means where you expand your energy, you go to the past, you go into the future potential. You even go into the present, and you can view yourself. You can view other people. It was interesting.
People seem to enjoy it.
A lot of the attendees for days and days afterwards said they felt very wonderfully disoriented, but we had really expanded so much that you just felt a little funny.
Cheap drunk.
Yeah. More pictures on the beach. The weather was beautiful. We did bonfires every night. Everybody enjoyed it. Here we are roasting marshmallows. Of course, going out to eat. You know, part of the whole thing with these workshops, especially the smaller ones, is just getting together at night for fun, for dinner, for laughter. That's a good way of enjoying life. We're going to repeat that. Was called the interdimensional retreat this year in a number of different locations. It was good.
It was good. People really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was a nice experience. Where are we doing it next?
I think it says in here somewhere. I forgot. New Zealand or Mallorca. Mallorca, Spain.
Yeah.
Okay, upcoming events. We'll run through these quickly. Tomorrow, don't forget this one. Tomorrow is the New Energy Music Day right here in Coal Creek Canyon. Start at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a Ask Tobias session about music. By the way, if you have any questions about music that you want Tobias to answer,
send them now.
It's going to be moderated by Linda and Gerhardt. And then immediately following that, Anath and Gerhardt are going to do their New Energy Music Workshop. Combination of the music itself, you're going to talk about music, you're going to let people really experience music on a very personal, very new energy level. We have a number of people coming, but there's plenty of room. If you want to sign up, who should they see?
Susie.
Hi, Susie.
At
sign
the break.
Up, see Susie. Linda and I will be here. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, you're doing the Tobias Ask
no,
Tobias.
But
I hope... Yeah.
No.
Hello.
Well, we're...
Don't make me step up.
We're leaving, even though we're leaving for Brazil on Monday morning, I want to stay for Anath and Gerhardt's part.
Well, of course.
Yes. So anyway, if you're interested, sign up. It'd be right here at the hall.
I'm just teasing you because it's easy.
Part of the package will be you get a free download of the Ask Tobias session. And I was going to mention something else. Straight out of my brain. Anyway, hope to see you tomorrow. Great. Tobias, the Sexual Energy School in São Paulo next weekend.
It is just about sold out, so if you have any interest at all, please don't hesitate because it's right about at the point where we have to close it.
And we want to thank Sylvia for putting this together down in Brazil.
Does an amazing job.
Yeah. Also, Anath and Gerhardt are going to be down there with the music, so it'll be cool.
It'll be special.
Okay, Tobias' Aspectology School in Frankfurt, Germany, November 14th through the 16th. We have, Susie, maybe a dozen spaces left. Okay, so if you're interested in going,
don't delay.
If you've been thinking, it's almost sold out. Okay.
And Gerhardt and Anat will be there too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You are, aren't you?
We just need a company airplane, don't we? A jet, and we'll just go around.
Oh, that sounds fiscally responsible.
Yeah, we'll just go get a loan from the Lehman Brothers, you know. there's probably a lot of aircraft on the market right now at a pretty cheap price. It's the fuel that'll kill you.
Yeah.
Then Athens, Greece in late November, a weekend with Tobias. And I know he's going to talk about the House of Awakening in more detail. And I also know St. Germain is going to come in for that one as well.
Oh, you think?
I know. I know. He's going to talk about how he was one of the Greek philosophers.
Oh, of
yada,
course.
Yada,
he was the
yada,
architect.
Yada. Absolutely.
Oh, of course.
All right. Let's see. I think we're taking December off, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to be right back here.
Monthly meeting.
Just as a quick heads up for the locals, we are doing a Christmas party here. I think it's December 6th. And we're going to have music here in the hall afterwards, and we're going to have Carrie's famous fondue. You know fondue? December
6th, I think. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll have more details next month.
Tobias' Aspectology School in Tokyo, Japan, January 10th through 12th, sponsored by Kuniaki and Megan. Look forward to going back to Japan again. And then Tobias' 6th annual and final Kauai retreat. And again, we only have a few spaces left in
that's
that.
Correct.
That's a limited audience that we have. So if you're interested, do check out right away. Coming in February, a Day of New Consciousness in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Oh, what a Valentine's treat.
It is. It will be February 14th.
Oh.
Yeah. Sweetheart. We got to work that day, but hey, I love you. Following that, the Back to Egypt Chambra Tour, February 14th. That's not right. February 15th through the 24th.
I hope that's not right because we got to schedule
conflict. We're going to be in Israel. You know how hard it was to get a flight from Israel to Cairo?
Whew. Yeah, wait, you see what security looks like.
That was tough, yeah. Anyway, sorry to say, this sold out in 4 days. And I was really worried because it's kind of pricey, you know, because we're doing a lot of nice stuff. It sold out in 4 days. And then the terrorists kidnapped 12 tourists. Anyway, we have a wait list of about 40, 50 people, so we will repeat this.
Assuming it goes well.
Assuming we don't lose anybody. We'll probably do it again in fall 2009. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Okay, next slide.
Too hot.
February is a busy month because right after Egypt, we go to Solothurn, Switzerland for the gathering. How do you pronounce it? Solothurn.
What?
Solothurn. Oh, yeah.
It sounds like something from
drinking
Manhattan.
It looks to me like Solothurn. That is not okay. Thun. Thun. Yes. You know,
Three times.
I'm very multidimensional. It is. Actually, I have a really bad copy-paste, you know. I do the copy.
We just got that. We
and
noticed.
I forget to change it after. It is February 29th through March 1st.
Oh, my birthday. 27th? Lovely.
Oh, 27th. Oh, don't believe a word I say.
Thank you.
February 27th through March 1st.
Jeffrey.
You know, it's late at night. I'm working on these slides. My eyes are blurry. And
is this really true with the Egypt thing? Because we do have a schedule problem.
No, we're going in the day later. It's okay. Anyway, the gathering is February 27th through March 1st, the end of February. And this is an event that we're guest speakers at. Also feature Johnette Crawley, Cecilia Cervantes, Caroline Corey, and the other names I can't pronounce. How do you say that, Mark? The next? Ringe Symphonie. Yeah.
Von Rohr. Wolfing Von Rohr.
Wolfing Von Rohr. That I know, but I am so sorry. People mess up my name all the time. Joffrey Hope or Godfrey Hop or whatever. So, you know, I can mess up. I know. Anyway.
Oh, Godfrey. You should change it to that. That's kind of cute.
Godfrey.
Yeah.
That was the one who channeled Saint Germain back in the I Am series.
Godfrey
King. Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool name.
Oh, now I messed up my slides. All right, have to do that.
Damn hour. It!
Jeez. Okay,
Steph,
other.
We're trying to be more professional.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay in sync with my slides. Okay, other upcoming events just to keep in mind: March 2009, we'll be in Madrid, Spain, for a Cryon weekend with Lee Carroll. I think Peggy Dubrow, Robert Coxon. Dr. Todd Ovakaitis, we had such a grand time working with them back in June. We're going to do it again in Spain. Right after that, in Mallorca, Spain, the interdimensional workshop, like the one we just did in Wisconsin, we're doing it in beautiful Mallorca, Spain.
And a teacher training.
Yes. April 2009, we'll be in Australia for aspectology, and then New Zealand for the multidimensional workshop. So that's kind of a heads up on... Oops.
Oh, man. I got slap happy.
I know. I got to wait for the timer there. Okay. If you're interested in doing any teacher training, here's a quick look at Aspectology School here in Colorado in about 2 weeks. Sexual Energies here in Colorado and in the Netherlands within the next month or so. Dreamwalker Ascension in the Netherlands in October. And Dreamwalker Death in Netherlands in December. Okay. Oh, Chambra News. What is in the news for Chambra? Well, the big thing was the new website launched on September 19th. Have you all been there? New website? It's really amazing. Yeah.
Sweetie, most of them signed up online, so they probably saw it.
Oh. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but it runs faster. It's more efficient. We rebuilt it from the bottom up, redid the technology on it, redid the graphics, the text, and launched it on September 9th, per Tobias's request. Was also the time for the September 19th. What did I say? Okay. It's that channel energy coming in. If you notice that it's very cleaned up, very simple to use, just four main categories that'll take you anywhere to the website. It has the events, it has Chambra Institute, the Chambra Store, and of course the Channel Library. So I like it because it really loads fast. It's got little videos that you can play. It's really cool. It is also interesting to note, for some reason, we had a record month at the website. We had over 500,000 visitors, which beats our previous record of about, I think, about 380,000. So the websites went way up. We had 7.8 million hits from 143 countries. So it's pretty amazing. And I want to pay special tribute to Michelle McHale for really managing the website. She did awesome. Michelle worked with the team of programmers and software people for about 5 months, day and night, putting this together. There's so much that goes into it. She did a magnificent job of project management. So thank you, Michelle. I know you're watching today from Lake Tahoe. Okay. Whoa, what time is it? It's time for the Chambra Launchpad. I just got to watch the graphic for a minute. You're probably wondering, how does he do that?
Oh, they're losing sleep. That's probably what's waking them up at 3 in the morning thinking, how does Jeff do this clever stuff?
Or better yet, you're probably wondering, why does he do that? Because I can. So today we have a very special guest. And it's somebody that Linda and I actually met, it must have been about 8 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, at a crying event on the East Coast. We got to know him, and we've been staying in touch with him for over the years. He's put together an incredible book called Genesis, Your Journey Home. And it takes two of us to hold this up.
Oh, my God. It's a small Bible in itself.
That is a thick book.
Isn't that amazing? Now, that's an undertaking.
That is an undertaking. I have not read the whole thing yet, but I've read through parts of it. It's extremely well written.
It's amazing.
And what I'd like to do at this point
Look how tiny the print is. I mean, this is a project.
That's a project.
I mean, this is a study in itself.
It's a tome.
It's amazing.
A tome. So what we'd like to do at this point is invite up a dear Chambra,
Terry,
for the launch pad, a creator of this new book, Terry Newbegin. Terry, come on up. And David has a microphone for you.
Thank you.
Stand right over here. Okay.
And Terry, I noticed that we have some really core connection that you did Catholic school.
Yes. Yes. Long time ago.
And
that'll get you going.
That'll get you going.
And Terry, I forgot, where was it we met? What city was it?
It was Taos.
It was Taos. Okay.
Yes. That's when we first met. But I talked to you on the phone, I think, back in... It was either 2002 or 4. I can't quite remember.
I know it's been a long time. Yeah. And you've come out with an incredible, it's a study.
Yes.
And it is, you go into Revelation, Genesis and Revelations.
I take Genesis verse by verse, word by word, and interpret it. And what actually it does, it brings the old energy Bible into the new energy Bible that you've probably written.
So I've never said to myself, geez, I'm going to reinterpret the Bible.
Jeff, you never read the original Bible.
That's true. Had you read the Bible?
I read it cover to cover many times, but it was back in 1975. It was after a bankruptcy, of course. And like most of us do, we do a lot of praying, hoping things come around, and of course, that's when I had a few visitors.
Yeah.
And that's, I seen three Franciscan monks and kind of introduced themselves and said, this lifetime's meant for you to know the truth. And of course, I asked, what's the truth? And that's when they kind of smiled and left.
Don't you love their help?
Oh, I tell you.
Isn't it amazing?
But later on, of course, I started hearing words in my mind to go through the Bible, read the Bible, and write a book about Genesis. So that's when I took on the task, and I did it for probably a few years. It's about mid-80s, and then, of course, I went into this mental state and left it for a while until 1993, and then I got back into it with another crisis that got me back into it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how that happens?
Yeah,
just
crisis,
when we stray away.
Yes.
And
crisis
it gets
is amazing.
Us back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Crisis yes. is amazing.
But it's a great book. I mean, it was group leaders, Melchizedek. Mm-hmm. He's the one that introduced himself to me through Jean, actually. When I was talking to her, and I've worked with Tobias, Saint Germain, Katumi, of course Melchizedek, Yeshua. Mm. Okay, he popped up one morning in 2004.
How long did it take you to write this? If you would put it, all together, like.
Well, it would probably 4 or 5 years.
It's amazing. Wow. It's lovely.
The thing I noticed about it, Terry, was in reading it, and I'm not a Bible scholar.
Thank you.
A Bible reader.
Thank you.
I'm not even a dummy for Bible guy. Bible idiot. I don't know anything. I got to the first line in the book, and I couldn't get past it.
I don't think you need to say more.
Exactly.
I think we understand.
Actually, I started reading this, and it is very well written.
Very nice. Well,
thank you.
And well edited. It's easy to read. A lot of books, are difficult and get very intellectual. And
yes.
You had a habit in here continuing to bring it back to feeling and knowingness.
Yes. And that's, of course, with all the help with the group. With the masters, we want to call them. They don't like me calling them masters, but
yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Got to call them something.
But they call you
something.
They call you a master.
Yeah, they call you the master.
You call them a master.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the book, to me, it's a bridge. It kind of takes the old energy Bible and just smoothly brings you over to the new.
Yeah. And who's it designed for, other than anybody who picks it up? But who did you have in mind when you were writing it?
It was mostly those that are on the verge of awakening, those Christians that are looking for more answers.
Right.
It's not so much for ambers here, of course, is great, but it's a good gift for their relatives or families that disown them.
Right.
Yeah.
You heard it.
Here, read this.
This may help.
Yeah.
You heard it.
How many pages is it? About 700?
It's about 692 pages.
About 700.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's call it 7. Keep it easy.
Yes.
But I actually found it very interesting and found myself hopping around quite a bit in looking at reading some of the different things. And actually things that I found the interpretation of the old energy biblical stories and lines to be extremely new energy.
Yes.
And whereas some of the biblical interpretations are rather heavy and fearful, in here you brought true new energy and true light to it.
Yes. Well, thank you. It's a book that's it kind of brings out that old energy and just peels it away, actually. It just peels it away, and it takes all the fear out of it, actually. I've started Revelations, and I'm going to start chapter 4. And Revelations also, it's I'm actually going to call it Revelations, the New Beginning.
Mm. Yeah.
that's really what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. How did it feel to do it?
It felt great. It felt good. Multi-dimensional.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I felt like I was all over the place.
Mm.
Okay. Throughout the book, I've had, of course, many visions. I get stuck.
Yeah.
I have dreams, many different things that they show me, even Katumi and, like I say, and Yeshua showing up. And Melchizedek, there was one time in 2004, I got a little bit frustrated.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be frustrated. Yeah. And, of course, that's when he tell me, are you ready to finally release and let go?
Yeah.
Terry,
and that's when I let go.
This had to have huge patience, and you've described this book's taken a long time. But with this creation, what is it you would like other people that would like to do books? That there are so many out there that would like to do it, but what's your advice to them?
It's persistence. I mean, there was many times I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's... Could be it's hard sometimes, but actually it's fun too, because that's a lot of passion there. Yeah, but just stick to it, be persistent. It's just like my business. I have a business, started in my basement, you know, first 6 months, $5,000, whoopee-doo, but it was a start. But today I'm up to, you know, $14 million a year. So,
wow. Wow.
So that's just all persistence.
Yeah.
And this right here has just helped.
What are you doing right now, Terry?
Well, I'm a government contractor, believe it or not. Selling vehicle parts to the United States Air Force.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. Well, when you sell those vehicle parts, add a little energy to it.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, absolutely. real quick, how can people get the book?
Well, right now I'm working on my own website.
Right.
Right now you can get it through Trayford.com.
What is that?
Trayford, T-R-A-F-F-O-R-D.
Trayford.
Trayford Publishing.
Oh, okay.
T-R-A-F-F-O-R-D.com.
Okay. And then can they also go to your website?
Not at this time because I don't have it up yet.
Gotcha.
But it'll be soon. Because the book has only come out about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. And you have some here?
Wow. I have some here.
Okay.
Right.
And we're selling $25 a piece. I don't want to haul them home, so...
But Terry, you should be absolutely proud of the accomplishment and proud of the what it took to actually do it.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate Shrambra and the Crimson Circle. Okay, you know how we say we thank God but we thank Jeffrey and Linda for Crimson Circle. Because this is what helps spring these things off.
And all of Shrambra for the energy. Hang on just a second. Let's take a good new energy, deep breath for Terry and the new book, Genesis, Your Journey Home. And let's let that energy expand as a potential out to all of humans, the ones who are ready, the ones who are desiring new information. We're not inflicting on them, but rather putting the potential of this incredible creation out to the world. Let's do it from this Shrambra launchpad right here today. Let's take a deep breath and expand that energy with Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Terry, thank you. That was quite an accomplishment. Okay. Real quick, I'd like to also thank the crew that comes in here. I love coming in Saturday morning. They start about, I think John Kaderka gets here about 8 in the morning, and the crew starts coming in. They get that trailer unloaded. They get all the equipment set up. They do a phenomenal job getting everything ready for the musicians, the cameras, getting ready for the webcast. Then they have to tear it down as well. Tomorrow they'll be putting it back up again, tearing it down again. They make this possible. So how about an incredible round of applause for the staff?
Always. Always. Thank you.
And, you know, I have to mention that as we work with some other channelers like Lee Carroll and Steve Rother, Ronna Herman, others, they always comment on the staff. They say there's such a group that works in harmony, that works to get it done, and that's really, truly what makes Crimson Circle special, sets it apart from so many other groups. So,
thank you.
Linda and I are so appreciative. Okay, and with that, I also want to thank Shrambra around the world, all the new ones who came to the website this month, new ones listening in online, all the Shrambra who have been together since the early days when we used to meet here in just a little circle. And now, over 500,000 visitors on the website. Amazing.
Special thanks also to those that quietly make donations that continue to enhance and make it easier for us to do what we do, and we thank you for that.
The ones who come to the workshops and support the work there. The ones who listen in but remain kind of quiet in the background, and that's fine. But
you're
welcome.
We know who you are.
Linda and I are... Norman Garrett also. We are just so fortunate to get to travel around the world and see Shrambra. It's actually, we live kind of in a...
Sheltered.
It's not a shelter. It should be. But we live in a dream world. I mean, it's our
dream. It is a dream world.
And we get to see Shrambra all the time. Actually, very, very seldom is it not Shrambra. So when we went back home to see family... Whoa, it was interesting. It was interesting.
Actually, we make this joke, and I'll repeat it again because it's been a while, but people say, well, you know, what's Romania like, or what's, you know, Japan like? And our joke is, we're kind of not really sure because we spend most of our time with some of the best people on the planet.
World,
and so we don't necessarily see what everybody else is like because we are so gifted with the opportunity to meet with people that are Shambra.
So with that, I can tell it's break time.
Chocolate time.
Chocolate time. Restroom time for some of you. So we'll take a 20-minute break and we'll come back to see who's going to be here and what the heck they're going to say.
Uh-oh.